There, coming to you, of course, live from the coastal paradise of Valuto. This is your local station, Radio Life and Style, with me, Mike, in the morning. The show proudly brought to you by Accelerate Security, as we accelerate towards the top of the hour and your 9 o'clock news. But before we get there, I got some news for you, some really exciting stuff happening on our local beachfront right here on the Dolphin Coast, and a really amazing initiative that has been gathering momentum and is now officially ready to kick off. To find out what all the fuss is about, in the house with me, I've got, well, no stranger to the radio morning microphone, local ward councillor, ward 22 councillor Privy Muckin is in the house. Hello Privy, how are you today?
Good morning Mike on the mic, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. I'm feeling really strong today.
Strong on a fresh Friday.
Indeed.
And you've brought some cool company with you. If you're a surfing aficionado, someone who really knows what's hot and happening on the surf front, like Seaweed Steve, if he was here right now, he would be like starstruck. But we've got Josh Redman in the house with us, who is a man who really knows his way around the waves and intimately familiar with our coastline. Today, wearing his cap as the man who is affiliated with the Litterboom Project, an amazing initiative that we're going to find out about this morning. Josh, welcome to you. How are you doing on a Friday?
Yeah, good morning, man. Yeah, it's very cool to be here. Don't get these opportunities often, so it's, yeah.
We want to change that. We want to make it much more regular.
Nah, this is really cool. I'm very stoked to be here. Thanks.
Well, we're feeling the stoke this morning, and there's lots to be stoked about. This is exactly the kind of thing I like to focus on a Friday. A positive local success story that is about to take the next chapter now. Privy, set the scene for us. What is unfolding? And I've heard rumblings around a title, Back a Beach Project. What is this thing?
So, Mike, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, this is a really, really cool initiative called Back a Beach. So the concept was introduced to me by someone who's very, very well known in the local environmental space, Mike Gahagan. Everyone knows him.
He's actually in the studio in the background, being very shy and just taking photos and videos. But Mike, shout out to you.
Shout out to Mike. So it was introduced to me by Mike Gahagan. And basically, Mike, what it is we all know that plastic is currently the most abundant type of interference in the ocean, with it making up, I think, about 80% of marine debris.
Sure.
So the idea behind this initiative is basically litter picking, so on a geographical stretch of beach within Ward 22, and it's litter picking from Monday to Friday. So the primary goal, obviously, is ocean conservation, but then there's an indirect impact to it, and the indirect impact is multifaceted, but I'll speak specifically to two. So the one would be, in addition to ocean conservation, would be to create a conducive and an aesthetically pleasing marine environmental environment, which has a great impact on tourism and then has a knock-on effect on your economic growth.
Yeah.
But in addition to it, this concept is so cool because it's creating permanent employment for possibly a duration of 6 months for two people, and local employment is so important to me. So I'm so stoked about this.
Yo, so it's a win on so many levels.
Indeed.
So many exciting boxes being ticked, and to sort of understand the mechanics of this thing and how it is all set to unfold. Josh, this would be a good time to get you weaved into the conversation.
Get me involved.
So, how does this all work? Give me the rundown.
Yeah, well, Litterboom Project's been going since 2017, and our kind of core focus is upriver. We try to tackle it at the source, so we try
to catch the plastic before it flows down to the ocean.
So the name, the Litterboom Project, it's kind of based around the booms that we use as our litter interception. And we kind of strategically place these around problem areas, like close to communities. But obviously, a lot of waste ends up on the beaches, as we all know. Mm. So we do often deploy teams on the beaches, mostly around the River Mouth, where it's really bad and there's a lot of waste there. But we're really trying to expand into all these areas that we used a lot, you know, as locals. So we're trying to just give a platform for people to donate to look after their stretch of beach. So the Backer Beach kind of speaks for itself. The communities are funding these teams to look after their stretches to bring it back to their pristine condition. Yeah,
amazing. And now we're going to weave in another voice very shortly on the line. I'm going to be giving our friend Ryan Hunt a call. He's the well-known guy behind Hunt Properties and the fantastic regular 5K Friday run slash walk event that Hunt Properties have been hosting for, I think it's like 6 years now. Anyone who's attended would know that 5K Fridays is in support largely of the fantastic Litter Boom project. And I saw a recent message that Ryan put out saying that this year they've managed to raise over 60,000 Rand for the Litter Boom Backer Beach initiative so far, which will keep the beach cleanup effort running from Sharkers Rock to Villa Royal. Going forward, kicking off this Monday, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's been amazing to have the support from Ryan and Hunt Properties. They've been instrumental in kind of driving this funding and giving the community a platform to get behind behind these teams. Yeah, so it's been unbelievable working with them. Yeah,
brilliant. So I'd love to hear from Mr. Hunt in a minute. We're going to have a quick little musical break, get his perspective on this thing, and then of course finding out going forward how the community can come together to ensure that this kind of pilot project keeps rolling. Yeah. And that we can make it a really long-term ongoing thing. Hey,
absolutely.
You're hearing it here on a Fresh Friday. Don't touch that dial. Part two of the conversation coming your way after this one. Keeping the local music flowing, here's Rowan Stewart with a tune called Castle Beach. Music from KZN's Rowan Stewart, a tune called Castle Beach. On a local Friday morning, it's Radio Life and Style, and the focus is definitely on the beach right now. And as we dive into our focus discussion, talking about a really amazing Backer Beach initiative that is about to kick off this coming Monday, powered by the Litter Boom Project and supported in no small part by the team at Hunt Properties with a fantastic 5K Friday that has been raising funds to get this thing off the ground. And on the line with me right now, Mr. Hunt himself, Ryan Hunt, joins us for a chat on a Friday. Ryan, are you there?
How's it, Mark? How are you?
Great to have you on the line, my friend. Sorry you're not in the studio this morning, but I know you're juggling lots of balls, and one of them being this really exciting announcement that I saw. You sent a WhatsApp out to the 5K Friday group saying, recently, this year, you've managed to raise over 60,000 Rand for the Litter Boom Backer Beach initiative, which is going to give this thing the green light to kick off on Monday and to roll for months to come. And what an amazing achievement. Are you stoked with the outcome?
Mark, hell of a stoked, and I'm really appreciative of the Bulito community for supporting our initiatives. Guys come out in their droves every Friday. We donate R5 per runner. The guys come and they run on the promenade, enjoy a cup of coffee from the legendary Concha Cafe, which we sponsor with Concha. And then once a month, we get 120 golfers at the Hunt Cup who come and play, and part of their green fee goes towards the Little Boom Project. Last month, together with some co-sponsors, including the Bulito Village Spa, Ed Von Kerica, Warren and Mickey from the House of Golf, and a couple of other sponsors got involved, and we raised, I think we raised close to 25,000 rand in the last Hunt Cup. So sure. I need to get the tally from Josh and Cam, who are absolute legends at the Little Boom Project. But yeah, I think we've raised in excess of 60 grand so far this year. And then we donate 5,000 rand per sale of a beachfront property to a beach initiative. So we have multiple beach initiatives and cleanup initiatives, but definitely our headline is the Little Boom Project, and one that we are fully supportive of. So we're so stoked that we've got something visual and something so meaningful for our community. That stretch of beach from Sharkers all the way through to Sheffield, Sean Privy and Josh have given you the exact details of that beach, are now going to be permanently cleaned. We're going to get some boards up with a QR code, so if guys want to contribute, they can. And hopefully we can roll this out to more initiatives, more beaches, river systems, and you know, to keep our environment clean, which we at Hunt Properties are extremely passionate about. And I know that Privy, who does such a great job in our community, and Josh and Cam, who have single-handedly, together, have got this great and award-winning ocean and river cleanup initiative. The ground. So we're so lucky to be partnering with really great guys, and Mark Hagen, who I'm sure is in the background there.
Oh yeah.
You know, really great community driven people have got involved, and then a big shout out to the Hunt Properties team. Those guys every Friday are down taking times, hosting 5K Friday, which is not part of their salaries, and then once a month on a Thursday are participating, hosting golf holes and being there at the Hunt Cup. So big thank you to our team. Big thank you to the Little Boom Project, local legends like Mark Hagen, and then obviously local governments represented very ably by Privy.
Wow, Ryan, you've done a fantastic job. I'm going to just hand the microphone over to you for the rest of the show, because you tick all the right boxes there, man, making sure everyone gets a mention, and teamwork makes the dream work, obviously. From the Little Boom Project, Josh, how cool has it been to have Hunt Properties as a champion for the cause, and to have them as partners sort of spearheading this fundraising drive and really just creating awareness about the work that you guys are doing?
I can't say how good it is to work with people that are really just passionate about it, and it's like, it just makes it so easy for us when people are giving so much, and a lot of the times we're out there chasing people for funding and the rest of it, but Ryan's just been the total opposite, and they've been raising funds for a good number of years now, so for us to be able to kind of do something Bulito specific and give back to this area, it's a dream for us. So we're really stoked there.
It's brilliant. And look, it's a model that I'm hoping others will be inspired by.
Exactly.
Other corporates will say, look, you know, here's a real tangible, you know, change that's being made from a corporate social initiative. And for you, Privy, as a local ward councillor, just how much of a win is this?
Mike, it's just been so incredible in terms of how a vision has come together, you know. And just from hearing what Ryan has said, these are two or three local companies who epitomize the meaning of community. I mean, Hunt Properties, who are always at the forefront of every single community initiative. And then the other local company that have come on board, Dolphin Coast Waste Management, who take social responsibility to a whole new level. And operationally, what they've offered in terms of getting involved on this project is just on a whole new level. So they've offered to take care of the operational aspect of it, so dropping off of the staff, picking up of the staff, the supervision, and in addition to that, storing off any tools or material that is needed. So just the way this has all come together is just quite incredible. And I think alignment is so important. And with localized efforts like this, these are definitely the building blocks that you need to just be a catalyst for any element of change. And I think for me, the most important thing would be to ensure that as a community, when we partner, initiatives are firstly sustainable. And I think indirectly or directly, we all need to ensure that we leave the planet in a better place that we found it in. And I think this is what an initiative like this is all about.
Amazing stuff. And as you say, hats off to everyone who's come together so far to make this happen. And for those that want to follow the story and maybe get involved themselves to support this thing and to be part of the movement, what's the smartest way to find out more about the great work that the Litterboom Project is doing and with this particular Back a Beach initiative? Yeah. Josh?
Well, I guess our Instagram is the best way to kind of follow what we're doing. We share all our information there. So, yeah, and then there'll be links to all the other organizations that are involved and the other companies involved. So.
Super stuff. And obviously, Hunt Properties, a big shout out, Ryan, to you and your amazing team for flying the flag for so long and to keep this this dream alive. We'll see you at the next Friday run. And keep the feet hitting the pavement and keep the beaches clean. What do you say?
Yeah, Mike, listen, you promised now, eh? So I'm going to get the guys to keep a keen eye out for you. So I want to see you warming up on the prom with your legendary father-in-law, who's a legend of the running community. But jokes aside, yo, guys, if you look, the best thing to do is just to pop down to our office, which is in the Balvista Centre, 22 Sander Road. So it's on the corner of Sander Road and Regfrip. There's a big Hunt Properties illuminated sign. And then, we'll come to our run every Friday, 5:30, starting from Concha Cafe. It's been going now for 6 years, something that I'm personally very proud of. And then our golf day, which is in its fourth year now. So that's once a month, every Thursday. Super cheap to play, but part of that money goes towards a Little Boom. We also have cool, fun activities that raise money, and you get a couple of free beers and lots of cheer. So, guys, join any one of our community-backed initiatives, and come pop down and chat to us. You'll see Mark Hagen, if you ever see a wiry figure walking along the promenade collecting rocks. It's probably Mark Hagen's one of two people, either Errol Rosinski or Mark Hagen. But Mark is, one of the great champions of local initiatives, and like all great champions, likes to sit in the background. So, you know, call him Mark. He does a lot more than just this initiative. So, yeah, we're very lucky to be associated, and Belito is a special place for the people that live in it. So we keep that going, then we're going to have a sustained, wonderful lifestyle.
Yeah, man. What a great story to be celebrating on a Friday. We're definitely going to be following it as it starts to unfold properly on the beaches from Monday. And thank you to my special guest on the line with us, Ryan Hunt, the man behind Hunt Properties, Josh Redman, heading up the fantastic Litterboom initiative in this particular Backer Beach chapter, and Privy Muckin, Ward 22 councillor, on a fabulous Friday. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, and bringing you back to the music. Here's Glass Animals with Heat.